Who profits from the $500 billion a year international drug trade? This is Midnotes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. The international drug industry starts in the Third World, where peasants grow illegal crops as a means of survival. The trail often ends in American inner cities, where it destroys the lives of members of oppressed nationalities who use and deal drugs. But in between, the imperialist bankers, Third World drug capitalist cartels, and corrupt government officials reap their share of super profits from the trade. Most goods made for the imperialist industrialized countries are produced in the Third World. Industries avoid the high cost of production in First World nations by exploiting the cheap labor and natural resources of subservient countries for huge profits. Drugs are made to fit into this mold as well. All of the major drug-producing nations are in the Third World, where peasants in countries like Peru and Colombia depend on growing and harvesting illicit coca leaf plants. Peru, Colombia, and Bolivia together produce 80% of the world's cocaine. Since 1985, that production has increased 43%. In Peru, the world's leading coca producer, 200,000 peasants work 300,000 acres of land planted in coca, in a country of only 22 million people. Peruvian Indians, who live mostly in the upper Huallaga Valley, remain the most economically oppressed people in the country, and produce the most coca. At the bottom of the imperialist food chain, many of them have asserted themselves politically, joining the Communist Party of Peru, known in the press as Sendero Luminoso, or the Shining Path. The valley is the main base area for the Communist Party, the largest and most successful revolutionary party in Latin America today. From 1980 to 1985, Third World debt grew from $500 billion to over $800 billion, and today it has reached $1 trillion. In the South American countries, the underground drug revenue is the largest source of national income, hence a major method of debt payment. How do drugs pay the debts? Hard currency from drug sales is often pumped directly into the national treasury. In Peru, for instance, blind windows are a key element of the national debt payment system. That means hard currency from drug sales is deposited into banks as protection money, extorted by local officials to protect small and medium-scale drug traffickers. These debt payments come back as profits on investment capital for the imperialist banks. Beyond a few billionaires in Colombia and in Southeast Asia, most of those who benefit from the trade are first-world capitalists, usually from money laundering. According to Robert Stanky, a former Treasury Department analyst, banks in southern Florida generated a cash surplus of some $6.4 billion in 1988, up from $3.3 billion in 1978. Most of this cash comes to Florida as drug money. Banks in Florida, New York, California, and elsewhere profit tremendously from accepting this hard currency. All this unaccounted-for money has also been a useful foreign policy tool, as seen by the recurring Iran-Contra drugs arms hostages scandal. General Noriega in Panama, while on the CIA payroll, used Panamanian lands for cocaine transshipment points with CIA backing. Noriega, as well as the CIA, laundered drug money to banks across the world, transferring the money so much it became almost impossible to track the source. More recently, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, an international bank in Luxembourg, admitted to laundering millions of dollars for Noriega. BCCI has controlled numerous banks, including First American Bank Shares, collaborating with bank executives to use the banks as fronts for money laundering. The CIA used BCCI to finance its covert operations around the world before the latest scandal broke. While first-world entrepreneurs rake in millions from the drug trade, the American street-level drug dealer makes an average of about $24,000 a year, amidst all the violence and terror, death and imprisonment which goes with that territory. And at the start of the drug trade chain, the third-world peasant makes a few dollars a day, barely enough for food and shelter. When Americans choose their targets in the war on drugs, they must ask themselves, who pays and who gains from the mass international trade in deadly drugs? For more information, send your questions or comments to Midnotes and Commentary, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station,